Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The State House has approved a budget that would cut $8.6 million in state aid to the University of Missouri, $7.6 million of that from its administration. House Republican leaders say that won't hurt students because it's targeted at administration. But House Democrat leader Jake Hummel disagrees.
We are going to punish students when we disagree with them. We're going to punish the university over the actions of a student. So we've gone from being able to do something about racism that exists on a campus to punishing those students for demonstrating about racial inequity.
The budget now goes to the Senate, where Democrats and some Republicans are upset with its leadership for shutting down debate this week on a proposed ballot question about clergy and business owners who refuse to participate in same-sex marriages. Some in the Capitol question whether the Senate will be able to get back to work on the budget or anything else anytime soon. Springfield Republican Senator Bob Dixon agrees with his Democratic colleagues that Senate Republicans broke a chamber rule during a forced vote on that measure involving gay marriage. Dixon says Afton Democrat Scott Sifton was not recognized for a motion.
When any member has their rights disregarded in such a dastardly way, then every senator loses. And not only that, our constituents are disrespected. The people are disrespected, and we do not deserve the title of senator if that's what we are, if that's what we're going to do. There's another word for it. It's called tyranny.
Senate leader Ron Richards says he realized that Sifton was attempting a privileged motion, but recognized Senator Onder's motion instead. The Senate has not been able to resume regular business today after Republicans killed a filibuster Wednesday. The NFL left in St. Louis, but the National Hockey League is embracing the city and its strong fan base. Bill Pollack reports.
Outdoor hockey is coming to St. Louis. The NHL announced the Blues will host the Chicago Blackhawks at Busch Stadium on January 2nd in the Winter Classic. Blues chairman Tom Stillman said Commissioner Gary Bettman's decision was made in part because the Rams moved to L.A.
I can tell you for a fact, Gary, in making this decision, had the situation in St. Louis and what's happened over the last few months in mind, and truly was thinking about St. Louis.
A brilliant marketing ploy by Bettman and the NHL, basically telling St. Louis fans, hey, the NFL doesn't love you, but we do. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.
All classroom and school projects in Missouri registered on DonorsChoose.org have been fully funded by Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. There were about 600 projects. You are listening to Missouri Net News.